All right, hi everyone. I guess I've got the superb slot, lightning talk slot during the lunchtime. So I'm Maciek. I'm based in the England, and I've been spending the last 25 years teaching Brits how to pronounce my surname. I've been spending the last 10 years working with FDIO and VPP. So I'm going to talk about terabits and benchmarking, and specifically in the context of FDIO and VPP. So for those of you who are in the room, how many of you know about VPP and FDIO? Okay, over 50% of the room. How many use it? Over 50% of the room. How many of you speak it? Close to 50%. Excellent. So I'm supposed not to go to over there, but I'm going to quickly, briefly talk about VPP and SysIt, and then go into the benchmarking, some results, and some new stuff that we have that we're bringing up. So the there was a previous talk about by Marvel team talking about VPP. They showed some details about what VPP is. But basically, it's about vector processing. It's doing it fast. It's scaling it linearly. And I have this team called Terabit. So if you Google Terabit VPP, you will hit a number of different demos, videos, and technical papers showing the VPP scalability. We are currently at over 2 terabits per 2-socket server and going higher with the next-gens AMDs, ARMs, and Xeons. Feature-rich data plane, but it all comes down to being aware of how the CPUs and DPUs today, basically processors, work, and being able to process the packets in the vector and keeping the caches, both data and instruction, hot. It's a pluggable architecture, so just do it and plug into it. And there's a number of plugins at the link. SysIt is a partner core project in FDIO. It's almost like a marriage. And what we do in SysIt, we basically benchmark data plane based on VPP, and we also benchmark DPDK. With that, we have quality gates, we detect anomalies, but we also had to optimize testing methodology. So I'm pleased to say that we are just in the publication queue for the MLR search and RFC in ATF, and we'll be augmenting RFC 2544, specifically focusing on software networking and basically benchmarking pipelines. We publish a lot of data and a lot of analytics. And the good news is that SysIt code, although it's not always visible, it's actually running in multiple labs, mainly hardware vendors. Number of those vendors actually use it to develop their products and talk to them because they've been speaking today. Why do we need to replace RFC 2544? Binary search is just too slow for us to keep churning through the volumes of tests that we do. So that's why we implement quite involved heuristics algo with MLR search to speed things up. What we benchmark, we rely on donations. So we have a bunch of Xeons. We have some other ARMs. So Marvel team presented Octeon 10. We test them. You can see all the results in the open, just know how to find them. I'll show you. We also have a new NVIDIA Grace server for a year now, so you can see how they perform with VPP. So it's all, you know, quite a lot of goodies, latest NICs, and we are currently wooing folks to get us latest DPUs like NVIDIA Bluefield, and we test lots of things. So this shows, it's a bit of a challenge. As you probably can guess, we need help with the UI. So any of you UI designers, please come and help us. But the blue boxes on the left is basically test selection and the legend configuration. The top right is our trending screen that shows daily trending and for the PDR and NDR rates. PDR is basically some tolerance to the packet drop. And the bottom one is our release tests that test various variations, much higher number of combinations of packet sizes, cores, numbers, and so on. there's quite a lot of analytics data. Now, the good news is that this is for you to browse, but all of this data is downloadable. And you can see here, out of one core for large packets, we are at 200 gig for specifically Sapphire Rapids here. At IMEX, we are at about 64 gig. This is a similar view, but for a Grace server. So again, anybody with UI experience, please help us. So it's a lightning talk, so I'm rushing a bit. I'm around later for you to ask any questions. Now, what I wanted to talk now and slow down is to talk about the new thing that the VPP folks, and many of them are actually in the room and available for questions and follow-ups. So we are introducing a new type of flow or packet processing in VPP, and that's the stateful data plane. So suddenly we're dealing not with packet by packet lookup, but we are actually organizing packets into, or detecting, sort of classifying packets into sessions and dealing with those sessions, and sessions are stateful. So what are the capabilities? It's a multi-tenanted take on sessions. And the idea is to have the basic session parts within the VPP pipeline, but make it pluggable so that any more sophisticated stateful engines like firewalls, like Snort, Suricatas, IPS systems can actually plug into it and offload the verdicts for fast pathing. And it's basically removing a lot of redundancy to deal with the session lifecycle. So we have sessions coming from the left on the picture. They're classified with SFTP lookup, and then they're going through some basic nodes that are integrated, like L4 lifecycle, and then basically they are managed. The packets are managed as part of this session. The sessions are multi-tenanted. There's a bit of the hierarchical service chaining, forward and reverse. And most importantly, the service chain can be updated over the life cycle of the session based on what's happening with the packets and the verdicts. So we call it a dynamic service chaining. There are a number of existing SFDP services already in the repo. And there is, you can check the source, there's docs. Mohammed here and a few folks wrote a blog, so feel free to get familiar with that. So SFDB is kind of a big deal for VPP, we believe. It's a brand new thing, and we are testing it in CISID labs with T-Rex, so we're limited to the multiple 10 gigs, and we're sort of stretching T-Rex a bit for stateful. We have our partners in Interlabs doing this with Ixia at a number of 100 gigs. We have the first benchmarks in on Emerald Rapids, so we observed 3 million connections per second UDP, TCP on the single Xeon core, which is encouraging. And there are the links to the latest logs, so you can check it yourself, and please watch the space. Now, going forward, we're going to continue development of stateless packet tests. We're starting to put a lot of energy into the stateful part, so the baselining of SFDP data plane, then the services of SFDP, and then we want to go after a bit more complex stuff, like integration with Snort, talking to the Suricata colleagues and friends, and see what they think about fast pathing the Suricata verdicts. And of course, we're adding the new hardware, DPUs, and such as I have mentioned. Now, what we're looking for is we need help with traffic generator folks. If you're here in the room or you're talking to them, please implement latest standards from ITF, our MLR search draft, to make it CI compatible, and help us with stateful tests. And of course, for VPP community up here, please keep reviewing patches, contributing the services, and now adding the stateful stuff. We're very excited about that, and help us shape it. And I'm 10 seconds short.
Okay, thank you, Maciek. Do we have some questions? Yes.
Yeah, thank you, first of all, for the amazing work of SEED, because I was checking benchmarking results after a new release. It's a kind of big deal. And my question is always, is there a way to run those benchmarks with T-Rex on my own hardware?
On your own hardware?
Yeah.
Of course.
And
so I mean, your question is how?
Yeah.
Well, let's chat. There are actually folks who presented before. That was the previous talk, who have been running it for a while. And they've been actually using it as part of their dev work. But we have a number of people who replicated SysIt, so very happy to help you. And actually, there are people in the room here who also run SysIt in the labs and on their own machines. So happy to assist.
Thank you.
Okay. Great. Well, thank you very much, Maciek.